Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I think I just cracked the case of the unidentifiable drones.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Should we get like Kat Kamick or somebody on the phone and have them, you know?
No, I just think I figured out what we know. And I think the reason why we're not being told the truth is they're trying to give these drones some time.
Yeah.
To phone home.
E.T., I want to make a call and your cell tower is out.
Sorry. Oh. Trying to meld the old with the new.
Yeah, I see that.
Yes. It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday. We were broadcasting from the mothership, but then we were told we do not exist.
Oh, man. Hey, when that happens.
By Department of Defense and others. Huh. So, yeah. Yes, I'm joking about these drones that have been sighted over New Jersey, even New York, and I guess an area around Philadelphia as well. It's troubling that we don't have the truth about it. Well, look.
Well, I'm glad you rephrased it. It went from we, meaning somebody doesn't know, to we're not being told the truth.
Well, and I base it on, and I think that the Democrat governor of New Jersey kind of showed his cards a little bit when he said, you know, because he did, he had a meeting with some higher ups, a briefing, I guess you'd call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out and he says, it doesn't appear to be, you know, the public's not at risk. Well, you could never say that if you still don't know what they are and where they're coming from.
Right.
He said that. You can only base it on the fact that he knows something about it, that it is not from an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Not from an enemy. Now, they've said it's not military, but that leaves a lot of room.
Yes.
Because the CIA technically is not military.
The number of black ops, they're not military officially. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Hmm.
Yeah, and they turn out their lights, and they're flying in dark and blackness, so that would make it a black
operation.
Yeah,
it would. Mm-hmm. Okay. Black operation, yeah. Very dark.
So, yeah, it's frustrating. But hopefully it is, there's something good coming of it.
Yeah.
I heard somebody speculate about radioactive detection, mm-hmm. that you use the drones. Is there something in the air that could be blowing our way? Is there something that could be coming on ships? Is there something that they think may have been released from some sort of aircraft, mm-hmm. or something? But hopefully, when we find out what it is, it will be something, I don't know, that'll be attached to some kind of good news.
Right.
Because if they come out and say, well, we think there was, you know, somebody purposefully, mm-hmm. Allowed some radioactivity to, you know.
But would they even tell us that? See, because sometimes they don't.
Well,
they don't want us to know what they were doing, how they figured it out. They don't want the enemy to know what they were doing, how they figured it out.
Next thing you know, they won't tell us how dangerous the vaccines really were. Is that what you're saying, Greg? Oh. Oh, the Ford light bulb inside my brain goes on.
Especially with for a Mopar guy.
With a better idea.
Yeah.
To Santa Claus. Hey, what do you think of To Santa Claus?
I like that.
Yep. Ron To Santa Claus, our governor, giving state workers some extra holiday time off.
Nice.
Yeah. He said, man, I want y'all to cut loose, get loaded, have a good time.
No, that's not an exact quote.
No, he actually said, use it for family time.
we all have different families. So there are some that
So go in the other room when they're torturing you, and then...
Yes, no. Have a good time and enjoy your time off.
No, he said, we hope these extra days off allow for state workers to spend more time with their families and loved ones during the holiday season. Nice. And if you figure, yeah, a lot of them, you know, worked pretty hard and it had to be a headache. Well, mm-hmm. for a lot of people, but definitely for state workers with all the hurricanes mm-hmm. that we got. It was pretty... Yeah. Be busy for a lot of those folks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Governor DeSantis, he had the power to do that, and he said the state's in great shape. There you go.
Like it
a little bit, like a bonus. Look, most of our state workers are underpaid. If you're being honest, okay. I don't know the pay scale for all of them, but I know, you know, the rank and file type folks. Yeah, they're not. Some states, of course, you've hit the lottery to get a state gig, but that's not been the case in Florida. But the governor has done things to push those wages up. And so that's a nice little bonus.
It's so much faster.
Biden's migration wave is the largest in U.S. history. Oh, here we go. That's probably coming from a bunch of conservatives. There's no crisis at the border. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mayorkas?
Oh, yeah.
I never liked that guy, but he would just sit there and go, what? Crisis at the border? No. Right. Our people are doing a fantastic job. Well, your people could do a fantastic job. You're not allowing them to.
Right.
But anyway, consider the source. Biden's migration wave is the largest in U.S. history. Yeah, it's got to be from a Republican, right? It's actually from the New York Times.
Ooh.
Mm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, now.
The immigration surge of the past few years has been the largest in U.S. history, according to the New York Times. They admitted this 5 weeks after the nation's voters rejected the Democrats' wealth-shifting migration policy. Total net migration during the Biden administration is likely to exceed 8 million people.
Oh, my goodness.
Including legal and illegal migrants.
Okay.
That's a report by David Leonhardt. Senior writer.
Million.
Yeah. He wrote, that's a faster pace of arrivals than during any other period on record, including the peak years of Ellis Island traffic, when millions of Europeans came to the United States. Even after taking into account today's larger U.S. population, the recent surge is the most rapid since at least 1850, but probably in history.
That's just unreal.
The article may help Democrats recognize and admit why they lost the 2024 election. But so far, Democrats are refusing to follow the money in migration politics. Look, you can lie to the American people. We've been lied to about a lot of things for a long time. But when it becomes evident that you're lying, when there is so much documentation that begins to, you know, become acquired, and when just a few folks who are not just satisfied with what the left or the government's telling them, look for other sources. And they saw, and they experienced it in some cases. A lot of lawmakers, like Congresswoman Kat Kamick, she went to the border. She saw with her own eyeballs the craziness that was going on there.
Remember she was talking, she took some of our sheriffs and law enforcement from our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the things that really stuck with me was they were describing how the eerie feeling when you're there and you've got your binoculars up, and you're looking across the border, and they're looking back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just planning on where they're going to come across.
For many years, New York Times and the Washington Post, for that matter, and other lefty outlets like that, they've refused to admit the policy, the scale, or the economic impact of migration on ordinary Americans. Yep. Yep.
Crime. Prices,
drugs, overdoses, human trafficking.
So much.
To name a few.
Yeah.
To name a couple of things.
Thanks, Brandon. Now, move along, will you? Could you pack up a little faster?
I was going to say, don't let the screen door hit you, but...
I don't think they have screen
doors. Just be happy with whatever pace that he moves at, as long as it is going in the direction where the signs point, exit.
Yeah.
Out of here. See ya. So long. Bye-bye.
How about a sayonara?
I was going to do that, but I'm like...
There you go. Yeah.
It was in there.
I figured it was.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Ton of stuff still to get to. And your input as well. It's all coming up. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So we broadcast from the mothership. Yeah, in case you haven't heard the story yet, the Pentagon's denying the accusations that, possibly this could be, flying, unidentified flying objects or drones. Well, they're not identified. Whose are they? That have been seen off the coast of New Jersey. Several. It's been going on for a while now. But the Pentagon said, no, they're not military. You know, they're denying. But you get the feeling somebody knows something and they're just not sharing it with us. Hopefully it isn't anything that could be extremely dangerous to the American public. Hopefully that's the case. We'll see. All right, what else do we have? He's the Time Man of the Year again. Donald J. Trump, Man of the Year, awesome. Time Magazine. He's going to be banging on that bell, New York Stock Exchange. And I love it. And it's great. What else is going on? Real estate. Buy land, boy. They ain't making any more of it. I think Will Rogers said many years ago. Well, that certainly is the case, and we know it in Florida. The year 2025 will be a big year for home sales in Orlando and surrounding areas. Hmm. New report from Realtor.com says Orlando ranks in the top 20 U.S. cities. In fact, I think it comes in 13th for growth for home sales.
Wow.
Yeah, they rank number 13 with a projection to see a 15% increase in home sales. It's a city with a lot of economic growth, according to Rose Kemp, president of Orlando Regional Realtor Association. So I know what you're thinking. Bob, I don't give two whatevers for what's going on in Orlando. That's why I live here.
Right.
Yeah? You think people in Orlando who moved there when it was a smaller, sleepier town haven't been looking to get out? And this may be the impetus. And where are they going to go? Especially if they love Florida, but they also remember a Florida that was at least somewhat affordable. So if you make pretty good gains selling your Orlando area house, some of them will choose to reinvest it in our area. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, based on traffic lately, a lot of folks seem to be showing up around here. Just saying.
Been trying to, like drones from God knows where, we've been trying to fly under the radar, Greg.
But they keep finding us.
I mean, maybe I should quit saying what an awesome place it is. I try to balance that out with warning people about
a certain city and a certain county that it's in. Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. You're on the air.
Here's a theory about the drones that I haven't heard. It could be our force is conducting a drill to test our tracking abilities and our monitoring abilities and our destructive abilities of enemy drones. And it's like a large operation, an exercise. And that's why the military is being hush-hush about it. And it would explain a lot of things about where they come from. Thank you, Bob.
Very well. Thank you, Pete. That very well could be the case. And in the absence of facts, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything is possible, but that sounds like that could be very possible.
And we've put away our foil hats a long time ago.
We did?
Well, we should have, because it's all the things that used to sound
crazy.
Wear
them just in case.
Well,
just in case.
Don't want to deflect any heat unless it's deflecting it back into your skull this morning.
Good point.
It's still chilly.
Remember the Mod Squad when you were a kid growing up, how cool they were?
Oh, yeah.
They were like hippies, but they were fighting crime,
mm-hmm.
you know? Hence the name Mod Squad.
Yeah. How mod were they?
Yeah, the black dude, Link.
Yeah, with his cool glasses and his fro.
Yep.
Yep.
And then you had Peggy Lipton, totally
yes.
hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then you had Michael Cole.
Yes.
Just kind of a cool guy.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's passed away. Michael Cole.
Yeah.
Right, he played Pete Cochran. And that show ran from 1968 to 1973. And although we were just mere babies,
mm-hmm. we watched it.
We still remember it. Yeah. That was a great show, I thought.
Yeah.
But he's passed away at the age of 84. He had an interesting life. He grew up not knowing who his biological father was. His grandmother was, you know, helped to raise him as well. At the age of 12, he was already drinking and getting into trouble. He dropped out of high school at 16, married his pregnant girlfriend, became a father to Candy, then had a second child, Jeff. Then the marriage collapsed. He wasn't even 20 yet.
Wow.
So he had some of these kind of chance meetings that changed the direction of his life. When he left Wisconsin, actor Michael Cole, he wasn't an actor yet, he worked as a bartender in Las Vegas, and he got career advice from Bobby Darin. So, you know, you're pouring a drink for Bobby Darin. He's like, yeah, you know, you need to move to Los Angeles. You know, you got the face, kid. So he moves to Los Angeles. Of course, things don't always pan out immediately like so many people dream is going to happen. It doesn't. End up living on the streets for a time under freeways. And then he meets acting coach Estelle Harmon, who recognizes potential. Not only did she offer him free lessons, she let him sleep on the stage of her workshop, which was a lot more comfortable than under a freeway.
I bet so.
So, you put in the hard work. You know, you're making sacrifices. You don't give up. She was right, thinking he had potential. And he got a few little roles here and there. And then Aaron Spelling saw him.
That's all it takes.
He said, he's the guy. He's our Pete Cochran on the Mod Squad.
He made a lot of stars.
Yeah.
Spelling did.
He also appeared Get Christie Love, Police Story, Wonder Woman, Beyond Westworld, Fantasy Island, Chips.
We watched all those.
Murder, She Wrote,
yep.
ER.
Mm-hmm.
He even appeared in a 2007 Costner film, Mr. Brooks.
Wow.
He also did regional theater as well. Michael Cole has passed away at the age of 84. The Mod Squad.
Wow.
Yep. It is 8:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about. Top stories, local and state. And I guess another kind of semi-local, Floridian anyway, picked to be Columbia's ambassador. You'll probably recognize his name. I'll share that information with you next on 97.3. The Sky.
The Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at The Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends. Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas. From News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Giving the gift of information every 30 minutes on The Sky.
So much happening in the world today.
Check your list twice, but check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to unwrap the latest news.
Wow, just what I need.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. It is 8:33. Ambassador to Colombia. Donald Trump names local attorney Dan Newland. He's got a law enforcement background, and he's the guy that Trump is picking to be ambassador to Colombia. So much talent here in Florida. You can keep picking from those trees, and the oranges keep on growing, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. There is a lot going on. Apparently, coming out of the White House, some information. Joe's been busy. Yeah, Joe's been busy. Between naps, he's managed to pardon now 39 Americans and commute the sentences of nearly 1,500 others. This came out earlier this morning in a statement from the White House, and it sounds like more acts of clemency could be coming before that magic date that we're all looking forward to, January 20th. As the president has said, the United States is a nation of second chances, the statement said. The president recognizes how the clemency power can advance equal justice under the law and remedy harms caused by practices of the past. Very interesting. When these pardons went to 39 nonviolent offenders, including some convicted of drug crimes. I don't know if somebody dies of an overdose from drugs you sold, that would seem kind of violent, especially to your loved ones that are left behind. But anyway, we'll get a, I'm sure, a more detailed kind of a list as investigative reporters have a chance to kind of dig in into some of these folks, their backgrounds, etc. But yeah, who knew? Everybody was saying, man, this guy's the lamest of all lame ducks. He didn't even have time to quack, quack, quack. But he's got time to pardon. Quack, pardon, pardon me. Quack, quack. What was that, a duck? Well, actually, in this case, it was.
What do I look like, Gerald Ford?
Oh, wow.
Pardon me? Yeah.
Well.
I have to think about it.
Yeah. I was thinking about him falling. Falling down.
He did fall. You know, for a former jock, I mean, football player, you know, in college, the whole bit, he was kind of clumsy.
People never understood what he was doing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was called satire, and he was making fun of Chevy Chase.
Oh, he loved him some Saturday Night Live.
People that are old as dirt know that reference. All right. What else you want to talk about? You ready for Christmas? You got all your gifts bought. Everything's under the tree, all packaged up.
I just saw the eyes roll like, yeah, right, Bob.
Sure.
Sure I do.
Sure I do.
I have, hold on. One purchased already. Yeah. For my hot wife. I got hers already.
Hey, Trump is coming January 20th.
Oh.
Trump is ringing the bell today. Trump is man of the year. And you're ready for another glimmer, another, shall we say, ray of hope? You know what's coming, Greg. Bye-bye, Christopher Ray. Say goodbye to your FBI gig.
Yes.
Yep. It's been confirmed. The rumors, well, he came out and confirmed them when he stood on the podium and said goodbye. But, you know, hey, that sounds like it was all done, like, on his terms.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Aww. Weeks of careful thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd still be in careful thought until somebody sent him a memo and said, hey, Bozo, clean your office out.
The new guy's coming in.
Yeah, get out of the way, pal.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. I just know that many entities, including the FBI, have they've got some reputational damage for sure, and that needs to be needs to be worked on, and the weaponization and all of that. Yeah, it a lot of it was kind of right up there at the top, which is awful for the, you know, the rank and file folks that are working hard in cities all over the United States trying to solve crimes and do the right thing and be real patriots. It's some of the bozos that make a lot of the decisions and those at the top that were not doing good things. Yep. But they have their, so many people now have an agenda, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Even old Dick Turbin. Dick Durbin.
Oh, man. That's a flashback.
Yeah.
It was.
I'll have to work directly with Trump to get Dreamers a deal. And we have to be sensitive to his priorities. This guy's another one of those smug, arrogant. Yeah. And so when he says it, it is almost, it's an insult, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even good at making an attempt like, And you know, people going to keep electing that guy?
I know.
How long's he? How long's he been in the Senate? Man, he's the majority whip. So
way too long.
Yeah. Republican governors from across the United States are promising to work alongside President-elect Trump in his plan to carry out the largest deportation program in American history. This was part of the campaign promise. He's tapped former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Thomas Homan. You have seen and heard from him. This guy's no nonsense, very straightforward.
He's awesome.
Yep. And he's going to help implement a broad deportation program that prioritizes the removal of convicted criminal illegal aliens and trickles down to those who've been ordered deported by a federal immigration judge. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of cases, and a lot of them, the only reason we know about them is because they committed crimes after they were told to self-deport by an immigration judge. And then we find out, hey, that guy was ordered to self-deport.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Whoops.
Didn't do it. And then didn't lie low. Got in enough trouble to where now we hear about the fact that he was supposed to be deported. Republican governors led by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster have sent a letter to Trump this week vowing to support the federal government in its plans to deport millions of illegal aliens. Interesting. How this will unfold politically, and I guess you would say when it comes to groups of people, what's the word I'm looking for when you break it down into demographics? That's okay. It. Yeah. The old demographics. So these states led by conservative governors, it'll be pretty obvious to the illegals what the deal is, and they are going to totally comply and actually help the federal government and the feds and ICE and all that deport. So what are they going to do? They're going to run for sanctuary. So it's going to get even worse in blue cities and blue states. To which I say, hey, when you gave yourself the title of sanctuary, and they were all so proud to do it, including the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, so proud.
Yeah.
Our immigrants are welcome here. And then, my goodness, they came. They came.
And more and more.
And then he started crying like a baby. And then he kind of let up a little bit.
He did. He's flip-flopped a little bit.
But you know
this.
Why? More money coming from the federal government.
Okay.
That's why they said, hey, simmer down. Here's some money. Yep.
Wow.
That's exactly, what had taken place. So it'll be interesting to see this demographic kind of shift.
Yeah.
Many of them run to the blue cities and the blue states. As Republican governors, we stand united to support President Donald Trump's unwavering commitment to make America safe again by addressing the illegal immigration crisis and deporting illegal immigrants who pose a threat to our communities and national security. So, yeah, this will create a shift. And you know who's going to be impacted first and foremost? The poor people that already live in those blue cities and states. You've seen many people of color in Chicago rise up and get quite vocal because it affects their ability to rent a place. It affects their ability. These are citizens to get jobs. They're putting illegals before them very clearly.
And they don't like it.
So you wonder if that's going to affect in a future election a Dick Durbin. If that will change politically who gets elected in a city like Chicago that's been a Democrat run for decades and decades, maybe a century.
They're real slow learners.
Apparently. But they might be this might be the issue.
Yeah.
Finally the
could
issue the that they react in a way and say, look, we can't keep voting for the same party when it's been very clear what they've been up to and what they're doing and where they're headed. Then he had conservative Chip Roy, the Republican congressman out of Texas. During an interview with CBS News, He reacted to President-elect Donald Trump expressing openness to deal on to make a deal on Dreamers by stating that securing the border and deportations need to come first, and then we'll have a conversation about that. It's almost like he's been listening to me.
Yeah.
What was the example that I cited a long time ago when Biden first got into office and removed executive orders Trump had in place to secure the border, and the floodgates were open, you know? And they already started talking about things like amnesty, and they're worried about the Dreamers and all that. I said, whoa, hold on a second. Whoa. You can deal with those issues, and you're going to need to at some point. But you don't order new carpet and new furniture and have it delivered when you have a giant gaping hole in the roof.
And it's monsoon season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you employ logic, and you would agree with me 100%. Somehow, though, when you put that into terms with the border, some people get a little confused.
Mm.
Secure the border. Then and only then can we move forward on the other issues.
Yep.
It's 8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It's also Thursday. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. Woo! Nobody's happier than Hunter Biden today. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, dear old dad took him off the front page by, pardoning a bunch of other people.
Oh.
So he knows they'll be focused on these. Look, he's pardoning 39, commuting 1,500 sentences. It's the largest clemency act in modern U.S. history, and apparently this might just be the beginning of it. He's got until January 20th. Many expect more to come. So, at least for Hunter, it's a good day. Oh, at least they're not going to be talking about me for a while. Yeah, we'll let the folks do their thing and dig into some of these. 39 pardons. Wonder the nature of some of this. They've already said, the nonviolent.
They say nonviolent.
Nonviolent, though, but some, you know, drug arrest. Yeah. But drugs can be associated with violence in many ways.
You kill people, you know.
There's that. Directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, we'll see. Well, yeah, they'll start to break that down, and we'll be able to look at that. Elon Musk has made the concept of slashing waste popular, at least according to a congressman out of Oklahoma, John Brushing. And, yeah, he had an appearance on Breitbart, and he was saying, Elon Musk has always gotten a lot of attention because the guy is brilliant. And now that he is going to work on DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, this is big because not only is he super smart, he is demanding. He has to be successful in business, especially when you're doing stuff that there's not necessarily a roadmap or blueprints for. You know, like rockets that can land themselves.
Yeah.
No, electric cars, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's demanding, and he understands how important being efficient is.
He gets things done, though. See, that's the key. He does.
And if you're in business, what do you have to do? Make a profit. Now, in government, you don't clearly make a profit. But that doesn't mean you should just forget about any principles related to business, a profit, or capitalism, because remember, all the money that funds your government comes through capitalism. All of it. People sometimes forget that. Yeah. All of the money that is spent and used in this huge expanse of government that we've seen over decades in our lifetimes, it's all paid for. It's all paid for by capitalism. So why not borrow from capitalism, you know, the need to be efficient and shrewd with the capital that is coming in and how you utilize it. They're already talking about, they think they easily are going to be able to find trillions of waste, a couple of trillion dollars. That's a lot.
But, you know, we are talking about a country who does not look at its income before determining its budget and spending.
You know, that's the thing. He can find where there's waste and he can cut and all that. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get, the folks in Congress to go along with it.
Because can you imagine not having to look at your paycheck and go, okay, that's how much is coming in. That's how much I have to spend. And just you could just do a budget that just, I don't know, put you trillions in debt and it didn't matter?
No, it didn't matter. And how did you get reelected? It wasn't usually by folks going, you know, this guy is really fiscally conservative, man. He's pinch a penny. You know, when we pay taxes, this guy. No, the guy or gal, they get reelected because what do? They bring the bacon back home, as they like to say, right? They go to Washington and go, yeah, we're bringing that money back home. Look at all these programs and loans and grants. We're bringing the bacon back home. So, yeah, they were actually rewarding what we would call fiscally bad behavior. So hopefully this paradigm will shift a little bit. We'll see. This is not going to be easy. You're going to have folks that are going to be very resistant to change, number one, very resistant to cutting costs, very resistant to ending programs, even though they don't work. It still means money in some of their constituents' pockets, some of their supporters. Yep. So this is going to be a tall task. But the way I look at it, if they're given even half a chance and they use 20% of their recommendations, I think that that'll put us on a much better financial path than we are on right now. We'll see. Time will tell, as in so many other things. Maybe, well, you know what Time told us recently?
What's that?
That Donald J. Trump is a man of the word. The man of the year. Yeah. A man of his word.
Yeah, we that too. But, yeah.
I kind of took the wind out of that one, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year. It's not Man of the Year anymore. Time Magazine. Wow. Ringing the bell. Is he going to ring the bell in a couple minutes? He's going to ring the bell to New York Stock Exchange.
What they say.
Wonder if we'll have that at the top of the hour news.
Probably so.
We might.
Yeah.
I think we will. I have a feeling.
I'd say so.
Other individuals who were in the running for the magazine's Person of the Year... There were
five finalists. Yeah.
Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, if she would have won,
yeah,
I think that probably would have been the pick, right?
Yeah, I
mean, whether you like her or not.
First whatever color she is this day, all those things, yeah.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay.
Now, he's considered, I guess, a polarizing figure. Mm-hmm. So that would have maybe been an interesting pick.
Because remember, it's not the best person of the year, which is why you've ended up with some odd ones on there. So,
I'm not going to be disrespectful here, but I am going to ask an honest question.
Okay.
Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton. Again, no offense intended. I'm not being a, you know, nasty American or whatever. But
right.
I'm wondering, what were her contributions? I'm not saying she didn't make any. I really don't know.
They do a lot of goodwill things and whatever.
She didn't seem to have as high a profile as Princess Diana did in some of her causes.
No.
So I just wondered. I don't know why that...
Yeah, that's kind of surprising she'd make top five there.
Seems like the only time I hear about the royal family is when there's like bickering or problems. Yes. I mean, honestly.
No, you're right. It hits the tabloids and goes everywhere.
But Elon Musk was on the list.
Should be, I think.
Well, he's going to be... It's him and Vivek are going to share it next year. They're going to be persons of the year. They're going to share it.
Okay.
And it's going to be in big, bold letters... Doge. Yep. And a Russian economist was in there.
How's their economy?
I don't think it's very good.
Okay, just checking.
They're basically a gas station that sells themselves as a country.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's their economy of natural gas and petroleum products. And when that is going well, they... tend to do okay, but I think they've spent a couple of bucks on this this war thing.
Yeah, it's cost them a little bit.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's in there.
Oh.
Yeah, podcasting legend.
That.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, speaking of podcasts, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available, guess where? Wherever you normally get podcasts. Yeah, also on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. And just click on subscribe, and you will have it. Access to all of it. All right. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. Man, is it warming up yet? Man. It'll get there. Well, it'll get somewhere.
Somewhere.
You're still going to be wearing a jacket later. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.